Okay, Stain Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast coming at you on the middle of the week, folks, on this Wednesday afternoon. Folks, October 12th, 2022. No, it's not August anymore. It is October. We are approaching the halfway point already in this month. October 12th, 2022. This is the PPBD edition postcast golf, men's golf. Do it again. Hey, 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 hey. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Men's golf. I tell you, man, men's golf are on a roll. That is now 3 for 3, folks, in a 2022 fall campaign for men's golf. If you listen, which you should already have by now, if not, make sure you check out the Oregon State Invitational Part 1 of the PPBD edition of this podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome on board the Pro Watcher Podcast. If you're a big K-State fan like yours truly, also an alum of Kansas State University, graduate as well, definitely make sure you keep it. Make sure you are subscribed, first of all. Subscribe to the podcast and make sure you look at the archives feed. Plenty of content to look over the last few days and weeks and months of this show, whether it's a daily postcast edition or a weekly edition of the podcast. Definitely make sure you keep you guys in the loop on what's going on K-State wise. Men's golf, they came in the final rounds yesterday, down 2 in second place there, out there in Corvallis, Oregon, for this Oregon State Invitational, and they put it down in the final round there, running away, actually, in the final round, 3-under par to close it out, 849 par course there as well. This victory made history for the first time. This Wildcat team has won 3 straight titles in a season, 3 wins, also are the most ever in a fall slate, already ranks as 3rd most wins in a single season as well. K-State began yesterday at the par 71, 7,384-yard Trysting Tree Golf Club by putting the final touches on a 6-under par 278 second round. So they had to finish a suspended second round first, right, before completing the final round yesterday. So they had a lot of golf to do, or I'll put it in a way, golfing to do out there as well. The final round saw K-State shoot 2 over par, 286, to extend its advantage, and moments later clinch the championship, team championship, by 13 strokes over second place finisher Washington State. 4 Wildcats ending up finishing in the top 10. Once again, all 5 in the scoring lineup members in the top 20 for a 3rd straight time. And Cooper Schultz was deep in the Invitational, down in the lineup. He was 51st. Made a roaring comeback there. What a team this is. And it's probably going unnoticed here in Manhattan. And this is why you want to turn into subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast. Obviously, the headline, this is K-State's football's bye week, so I'm pretty sure the mainstream's podcasting, including calling out 93.3, came in. This is being swept under the rug here. And that's why I created this podcast. Moments like these, you want to get hyped for, and men's golf. Well, time for time here in town, you get volleyball if they do something big, but this is big right here. For men's golf, do what they're doing right now. Pretty amazing stuff right now that we are seeing right now with Grant Robbins, who recently got a contract extension, and Cooper Schultz being named last week the golfer of the month in men's college golf and for the month of September. So, and Nicholas Mason capped off a tremendous tournament for him, for K-State, leading the way for K-State in the individual side. Tied for 3rd place, 2-under par there as well. He's from Shawnee, Kansas. Will Hopkins was tied for 6th at even par, 213. He ended up finishing 1-under in the second round and then evened it out in the final round, 71 there as well. Also tied for 9th in a set, 1 over par. Tim Tillmans and Lawrence Schreitzerin, both of these guys, Cologne, Germany, natives. Wow. I might have, did I have said this before or not? Probably not, but I know I've mentioned it with Lawrence Schreitzerin. I had no idea Tim Tillmans. Now, maybe in a, when we started the dailies way back, I might have mentioned that, but I know for recent memory, I have not mentioned that in relations to Tim Tillmans. Anyways, I thought he was from England, but I was wrong on that for that as well. This is now 10th career top 10 finishes for Tillman. Tillmans is a veteran on this golf team who came up with two birdies on the final two holes for the second round to finish one or par there, 70, and then of course he fired off an even par 71 there as well. Cooper Schultz, the big mover to cap off this invitational. He was 51st in the team in the individual style, right? Boy, did he roar back. Back to back 100 pars, par 71, and jumped 22 spots, tied 17th, 4 over 271 there as well. Luke O'Neill also competed in this individual. He was locked in, tied for 23rd, 5 over par. Par 280-18. He shot 2 over par in the final round, par 73 as well. This is going to be a quick turnaround for these guys now. And I'm going to put this with this pot, with this Pro Parker Podcast Daily Edition. The rankings just came out a couple hours ago. And the men's golf team, they were ranked 21st going into this tournament. Well, they bump up 3 spots. They're now 18th now in the country, according to the men's golf AP poll. We're going to roll with that here on Pro Parker Podcast. It's just how we're going to do it here. And next, I want to say next weekend or this upcoming weekend. I got to double check the schedule here real quick. Let me go ahead and fire up the calendar here. Yeah, so right next week, so pretty much at this time, October Monday through next Monday through all the way through next Wednesday, Big 12 championships going to go down. Big 12 match play championships. And oh boy, if you're saying if K-State's not, this team ain't favored to win it, then I don't know what the hell's wrong with y'all. Because the way they're going, they can make even more history. So a lot of mojo right now for this team, led by head coach Grant Robbins. But no time to rest for the weary. They got to turn around and rest for a little bit and get themselves practiced up a little bit. And let's get it popping here. Big 12 Match Play Championships. We'll have all the coverage here on the Pro Project Podcast. Going to go down. Well, not coverage-wise, not live. We're talking about recaps and all that. You know how we do it. If you've been listening to this podcast for a month or so, you know how we roll in this podcast. October 17th through the 19th, next Monday through Wednesday, the Big 12 Conference, we're going to call it the Conference Championships, going to go down here. I think this is the last one here for the fall schedule. And this men's golf, K-State men's golf team needs to get more notice around here for what they do. I know it's not the big 1-2 punch, but again, if you want, you love your K-State coverage, this is what it's all about. And K-State's did a heck of a job, and they're in striking distance. You had to keep it close. That's what they did, and then they showed out. And they pulled away, just like a marathon. You want to stay tight. You want to stay close. You want to stay consistent right there until the final 6 miles or in half marathon. I know I'm getting real technical. Sorry. Or the final 3 miles, 4 miles. You want to keep it close. And then, bam, you want to have that strong finish. And the K-State men's golf team did exactly that and won the Oregon State Invitational 3-for-3 on the fall campaign in 2022, the Pro Project Podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap it up on this postcast edition. Men's golf taking it home once again. Coming back here from Corvallis, winners. But it's no time much to celebrate. Celebrate a little bit now, but you got to turn the page. A week, pretty much a week from today, it'll be a wrap of the Big 12 match plays here. And I don't know. Let me go. Let me check before I shut the old laptop down. Yeah, I don't know this at this time where that's going to be held at. So we'll stay tuned. Keep it locked here at the Pro Marcher Podcast for more information on that. But men's golf winners at the Oregon State Invitational, Eddie Greer. And make sure, again, you tell a fellow K-State student, alumni, fan about the Pro Project Podcast. More to come this week on the PPBD.